climate change is high on the agenda of Premier Li Keqiang's time in France, as the country will host the Paris Climate Change Conference at the end of this year. The Premier says China has formulated a document about its voluntary actions on cutting emissions and has submitted it to the UN Climate Change Secretariat.
We must cut carbon emissions by 60 to 65% compared to 2005, and we must increase the share of non-fossil fuels in primary energy consumption to 20% and increase forest reserves by 4.5 billion cubic meters compared to 2005. All these demand strenuous efforts to achieve.
In the document, China, which is the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter, pledges to bring its CO2 emissions to a peak around 2030 or even earlier. President Hollande has welcomed the announcement as a sign of China's support and confidence in the Paris Climate Conference, hoping the positive contribution will boost the negotiations. During talks with President Hollande, Li Keqiang urged the two sides to consolidate cooperation in traditional fields like nuclear energy and aviation while moving to more emerging areas such as finance, digitalization and sustainable development. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls has hailed an array of cooperation deals signed during the day, including one on civil aviation.
C'est aussi le cas de l'aéronautique.
That is also the case for aeronautics. We are developing a large-scale industrial partnership. The agreement we signed a few minutes ago is on the firm sale of 45 A330 Airbus with the optional deal for another 30 aircrafts. And another agreement will be signed in Toulouse on Thursday on the creation of an aircraft completion center in Tianjin.
Following the talks between the two premiers, China and France issued two joint statements connected to cooperation with third parties and on nuclear power. The two sides have agreed to set up a fund to support their joint cooperation with third parties as part of bilateral efforts to explore new cooperation areas and help foster a sustainable global economic recovery. Li Keqiang's time in France will also see him travel to the cities of Marseille and Toulouse and deliver a speech at the headquarters of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. For CRI, I'm Qi Zhi.